News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Met Eireann have released the names for storms for the season 2024-2025 with Bert, Poppy and Mavis, or is it Marvis, being some of the names selected. Joining me now is Owen Sherlock, Head of Forecasting Division in Met Eireann. Good morning to you, Owen. Firstly, the really interesting list of names, and some have clearly an Irish bent and some have sort of a other bents. Who are the countries that we partner with to, I suppose, pick our storm names?
Yeah, good morning. So we work with our colleagues in the Met office in the UK, and we also work with the Netherlands Meteorological Institute. So that's why some of the names look a bit odd to us here in Ireland. So that's it. We pick seven names each of the Met services, and the other letters we don't use because of, you know, historical reasons, Z and stuff like that. So as you can see, we have an Irish bent and Irish, a couple of Irish names. We did a poll for Hugo or Harvey, and Hugo was selected. Our colleagues at the Met office, they pick kind of famous people from weather and climate because they're celebrating 170 years. So that's why people like James, Lewis and Mavis and theirs. And again, the Dutch picked, kids picked the names for the Dutch, the seven Dutch names we have on the list this year.
Yeah, they're actually quite nice, the names. Ashley, Bert, Connell, Dara, Owen, Floris, Gerben, Hugo, Izzy, James, Kaylee, Lewis, Mavis, Nisha, Ocha, Poppy, Raffi, Sauri, Tilly, Vivian and Ren. I was looking at them and I was feeling quite benign towards these storms. Is there a danger sometimes, Owen, that if you pick kind of cute names that people don't take the storms as seriously?
Well, it's funny to say that because I think there's perception out there that female name storms are actually more benign.
I was kind of getting at that.
Yeah. But in reality, like looking back over the years, they tend to be the worst. Like Storm Ophelia, Storm Debbie. So it kind of lulls people into a false sense of security, I suppose, with the names like Bert, or they look like, you know, Floris could
Storm
be your
Poppy auntie. Storm Poppy doesn't sound that threatening.
No, it doesn't. I suppose the good news is we've only ever got to the letter L, which is about 12 storms, and that was this year. So hopefully we won't get to Poppy, and hopefully we won't get too far down the list. Yeah, but you're right. Now, I suppose from our perspective, it's just we have a name. The kids selected the names at the Science Blast earlier in the year. We have to get the kids involved in this. And for us, it's a mechanism getting the message out that there's a storm coming. So Poppy mightn't sound great, but it's hashtag Storm Poppy. It'll get traction, you know.
I do know. Owen, do we expect, I suppose, climate change and weather change, which is happening, do we expect a particularly stormy 12 months coming up?
It's hard to say because, like, climate change is happening. We can see that, and it does affect our weather. So we had 12 storms last year. The year before, we had two. So you could say, well, that was a bit of a jump. But as the climate, we look over like 20, 30 year periods, the weather, it can change over that. I'd be hopeful. Obviously, on average, we get about 8 a year. Since we started this 10 years ago, we get about 8 storms a year. And that's kind of, and I think the lowest we had was 2 the year before last. Okay. So anywhere between those two, I'd be quite happy.
And before I let you go, you might say, is that it when it looks at the summer of 2024? It hasn't been a great one. Is there, kids have gone back to school. That's always a great impetus for an Indian summer. Are we expecting any nice weather coming up? Is there any chance that we might get a little reprieve from the, I suppose, the changeability or the rain?
Yeah, I suppose for once, usually I'm on the radio, it's because there's a storm and it's been damaged. But I suppose we'll have a bit of a blip on Sunday. Could be some rain and maybe some wind on Sunday. But after that, it looks like high pressure. It's going to come back. So next week looks largely dry. Maybe it won't be record temperatures, but it'll be quite pleasant, I suppose, for the start of September. So that's a bit of good news for a change.
All right. Look, thank you for that indeed. And actually, I really do like the storm names this year. Thank you. That is Owen Sherlock there, Head of Forecasting in Met Eireann. It's
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.